Okay, anyone else have something to say? Okay, seeing no one else rise, I'll close the public comment portion of the evening. Assistant Chief Hayes, please join us in the front. Chief, you want to join?
I just want to thank you for the honor to be able to serve our city.
Your wife, you agree?
Sean and DJ and the grandkids all by.
I would just like to say, thank Patrick, in addition to everything the mayor listed, for being our friend, an ally, and a mentor in the office. Thank you.
That's what.
Congratulations to the office.
Mayor, if I could just jump in here for a minute? Is this working now or no?
It's not going to get it loud.
I met Patrick August 1st, 1989, when I was one of the 12 that was also hired as a paramedic. We've seen a lot of changes. Patrick has seen a lot of changes with his family, as you can tell there, too. We've seen a lot of changes with the Franklin Fire Department. And I commanded the black ship before Patrick did. Congratulations, Patrick.
Thank you. Okay. I'll move on to item C, approval of the regular common council meeting minutes of February.
You need to stay to the end, right? Stay to the end?
Yeah, hey, Pat, you can't leave.
You got to stay to the end. You got to stay to the end.
You can't miss him if he doesn't leave.
Mayor?
Alderman Wilhelm.
I would like the council to include again, please, from now on. Just happen there on the council.
Kit?
That's a problem.
Okay, is there approval for the regular common council meeting minutes of February 5th?
So moved.
Alderman Nelson.
I just have one edit to the minutes.
Sure.
Page 9, item G is in George 10. Where it says, Alderman Nelson then moved to refer to the staff the Kayla's Playground Ambassador Program. The volunteer program, and should be, the word concept should be inserted there. By the Parks Commission, and we are approving a concept, not the program. We only have the program details.
Oh, I did. Yeah, I agree with the change.
All in favor of the motion, signify by saying
aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Move on to item B, public hearings on proposed ordinance to amend the comprehensive map of land use map designation for northwest corner, south 76 Street, west of Oakwood Road, for business park use to residential use. Madam Clerk.
Notice is hereby given that the County Council of the City of Franklin will conduct a public hearing on Tuesday, February 19, 2019, at 6:30 p.m., or as soon thereafter as the matter may be heard in the County Council chambers at Franklin City Hall, to hear public comment regarding the proposed ordinance to amend the City of Franklin 2025 Comprehensive Master Plan to change the future land use map use designation for a portion of the property located at the northwest corner of South 76 Street and West Oakwood Road from business park use to residential use, Oakwood at Ryan Creek LLC. Property which is the subject of this application bears tax key number 934-999-2010, consisting of approximately 43.63 acres of land. A portion of the property subject to this amendment is approximately 3.25 total acres of land. The public hearing is being held pursuant to requirements of Wisconsin Statute Section 66.10014D. The public is invited to attend public hearing and to provide input. The proposed ordinance to amend the City of Franklin 2025 Comprehensive Master Plan is available and open for inspection by the public in the office of the city clerk during normal business hours and at the public library during normal business hours, and is available for review on the city's website at www.franklinwi.gov. Any questions about the proposed amendment to the Comprehensive Master Plan may be directed to Joel Deal, City of Franklin Planning Manager, dated this 9th day of January 2019.
It appears we have a properly noticed public hearing notice. Mr. Deal, what's the nature of this public hearing?
Thank you. This is related to the Ryanwood Manor subdivision plat, formerly known as the Oakwood at Ryan Creek subdivision plat. The issue here is their subdivision plat did require rezoning and did require a future comprehensive master plan, future land use change. At the time of the original approvals, they left this 3-acre parcel the way it was previously planned in the comprehensive master plan as business park. Staff was recommending that it be changed to commercial. They were hoping to change it to residential. So they left it as it was, future business park. Now that the preliminary plat has been approved, now they're trying to get their final plat approval. They want to finalize the details of that. Again, the applicant is asking that that parcel, that last remaining 3 acres, be changed to residential to match the rest of the subdivision plat. Plan Commission did have this on the agenda, along with a related rezoning and final plat, and the Plan Commission is recommending approval of this change.
Okay, this is a public hearing. I will now open a public hearing. Is there anyone wishing to speak on this matter? Anyone wishing to speak on this matter, rezoning for the small parcel of land on Oakwood and Semis? Okay, seeing no one rise, I'll close the public hearing. Alderman Willow.
I heard during the public hearing statement comments from staff that the Plan Commission recommended approval. What did staff recommend?
Staff recommends that it stay, or that it be changed to commercial. If that was the instance, that other things would have to change as well, the rezoning and the final plat. The information is in the council packet. If the council wanted to go that direction, things would have to be put, language would have to be put back into the various resolutions. But staff is recommending commercial, but the Plan Commission is recommending that it go to single family residential.
I just wanted to add on record, I actually knew the answer to that question. I'm not going to be making a big issue out of this. However, I would like to make a point that Rawson Avenue is one of our most heavily trafficked streets. Currently, along that road is residential and a stormwater basin. If there were any street that could have handled traffic for development, it would have been that. And at the time, you know, the people that made the decisions on that weren't thinking that Rawson would be what Rawson is today. So if this property is allowed as a corner property to be removed from business and be zoned residential, it'd be one thing if it was houses that were put there. So 20, 30 years from now, if it wanted to be developed, someone could buy out a home and tear a home down. It will become impossible to move in a complete stormwater basin serving nearly 70 homes and repipe that to make that commercial. And for that reason, and the future of Franklin and taking off business and commercial type property on a corner, I won't support it.
Okay, without objection, let's move to one, which is the rezoning ordinance for this particular matter. Anything else?
When I attended the Plan Commission meeting, the developer presented his options and what he was going to move around and what he was going to make happen in this. And his biggest push was the demand for this higher-end single-family development and the reality that us holding off, this is, I'll save my personal comments after I talk about what exactly he was saying, was the fact he's got demand for these properties, would initially give us almost, it was over $20,000 in property taxes, like right now. He's got people that are lined up, everything's ready to go, we need to move forward on this. My personal take on this is that if we're going to submarine this portion of this project for the hope of commercial development somewhere off in the decades, we just need to look a little north to 76 and Ryan, where if you took one of those pictures every 10 years, nothing has changed. So why are we going to now think that this is going to have some huge impact, you know, when the millennials' grandkids are looking to buy properties? So I am in support of this. I'll leave it.
Actually, I misspoke. We fixed this. This is comprehensive land use map change, not all of the
table. Run the right item now? This is the right item.
Didn't we have this debate months ago about the stormwater pond being in that location? We did? I think I was opposed to it then. I'm just going to stick to that now.
Is there a motion to approve ordinance 2019 to amend the, whatever it's going to be, to amend the City of Franklin 2025 Comprehensive Master Plan, change the City of Franklin land use map for a portion of the property located in the northwest corner of 76 and West Oakwood Road. Is there a second? Discussion? Yep. Madam Clerk, please.
Alderman DeAndrea.
Aye.
Aye.
No.
No.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries 4 ayes, 2 noes, no absent, no abstentions. This action requires 4 votes, and it passes. And then let's go to the rezoning, which is G2. Questions on the rezoning? Changing it from business park to R2, state single family.
So moved.
Second. Oh, you will. Mr. Mayor.
Alderman Mayor. Second.
I'm done.
Any other discussion? All those in favor of the motion to rezone, signify by saying aye.
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 Order of business, which happens to be boards and commissions appointments to the Tourism Commission. Oh, okay, G3, sorry. This is to approve the final plat for this subdivision at Lionwood.
So moved.
Second.
Uh-oh. Discussion, motion, and replat. Accept the final plat. Seeing none, all those in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Now we'll go back to item E, organizational business. Lance Schaefer to tourism as the hospitality representative. Sean Retka is a reappointment. Amy Schermetzler is a reappointment. Mark Wiley is a reappointment. Anna Domsky is a new appointment with the intention that she'll represent Civic Celebration. Is there a motion?
So moved. Nelson.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman DeAndrea.
Aye.
6 ayes, no noes, no absent, no abstentions. Motion carries. Letters and petitions. We have included the, as was requested, the Malecki submission of logos. Also included is Alderman Wilhelm's letter to Jason Kninson, who is the wastewater section chief for the DNR. And also included was my correspondence with Mr. Sullivan from the Oak Creek Water Utility about this. There is additional information in his email back to me that may be good information for all. Okay. Alderman Mayer.
Mr. Mayor, where does this go then? We're going to come back to the logo discussion in the future, it looks like. We need to do
that's future in the agenda. It's item 7.
Yeah, no, I was thinking back to that. Will this be included in that discussion?
Let's finish what we're doing. Okay, so we've got letters and petitions, and they go on file. Move on to G4, which is a concept review for proposed hotel at 3030 West Ross, and the applicant has asked that we table this until March 5th.
Motion to table.
Second. And that is to March 5th.
That's the Tuesday.
All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. G5, resolution imposing conditions and restrictions for the approval of special use for an over-the-road trucking company at 11141 West Forest Home Avenue. Alderman Nelson.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item G6 is the Franklin Seniors Inc. program update. Mr. Knipple, Mr. Green, any questions?
Motion to receive and place on file.
Second.
Discussion? Thank you, gentlemen. Well done. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. G7 is Steel Brand Design. An update on this particular logo matter. Anything, Ms. Burke? I will note that there is a letter at the desk from the Tourism Commission Chair and the Chair regarding this matter. Okay, we'll move on to G8, which is an ordinance to amend the municipal code to increase ambulance service and EMS service fees for basic life support services and ALS service. Any questions for the Chief?
Motion to approve.
Motion to approve.
Second.
All right, both of you say second.
Second.
Okay, there we go. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. G9 is authorization to execute. Yeah, good job, Chief. Authorization to execute a memorandum of understanding with City of Greenfield to have the Wisconsin Policy Forum study and report on opportunities for shared fire service, and to authorize an expenditure of $5,000 in the general fund unrestricted for appropriation for such a report.
So moved.
Only to mention on the record that Assistant City Attorney say that is the Greenfield City Attorney, so there is conflict with regard to the subject matter. This is basically a piece of paper that says Greenfield and Franklin together at the Master Scott's House for a study that costs $10,000 that is still cost pretty much. So the thought was, why spend the time
both mayors discussed it with both city attorneys, and none of us thought we would be sure.